ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 57, where I simply read the Holy the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique Bible and this unique viewpoint allows us to read the entire Bible as a single story, a true story, of course, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we're reading Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, and salvation full and free. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you, Holy Father God, for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord God in heaven, I thank you for many and manifold blessings that we could not even begin to count. For they are as the sand of the sea and the stars in the sky. And Lord, I just thank you. I praise you for every blessing and every miracle that you have bestowed upon us and blessed us with. And Holy Father God, I praise you and thank you for salvation full and free. Your family and life, salvation and spiritual blessings, family and life blessings, mental and physical blessings, protection and provision blessings, and financial and material blessings that you have bestowed upon us all down through the years. Some are hurting today in these areas. But Lord, help them to still be thankful for all of the years that you did bless them and things were easier and things were better. And Lord, help us all in light of what's going on to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. And Holy Father God, to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we individually and hopefully collectively confess our sins unto you, our failures, our faults, and all unrighteousness and all ungodliness. As was pointed out in the powerful service on last night, those who do righteousness are of you. Those who do unrighteousness are of the devil, their father, the devil. That is, these people who practice sin, practice stealing, practice lying, practice rebelliousness and stubbornness and disobedience. They are of their father, the devil. They have never been born again. You have plainly stated that in your holy word. So, Holy Father God, I pray, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, Tobias, in the hearts and minds and lives of people here and of people out there, in families, in churches, in the government, Lord, and all over. For there's a whole lot of Judas backstabbing going on, not only against you, but others as well. There's a spirit of betrayal and treacherousness and sabotage, especially in the church and in families. So, Lord, I pray that you'll help people to get saved and to rise above such unrighteousness and ungodliness. And, Lord, I pray that you would deliver and cast out the demon spirits of sabotage and treachery and betrayal and hindrance and distraction. Lord, out of the hearts and minds and lives and souls and spirits of the people here and the people out there, all around the world, those who are hearing me live and those who will hear me on demand. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the devil is fighting us. I pray that you would rebuke him and bind him and stop him from hindering us. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would pave the way, open up great doors for us that no man can shut. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Holy Father God, grant me and everybody else your grace, your strength, your energy, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word with understanding and with the determination to obey your holy word and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others in a discipleship way and to preach your holy gospel from it. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you will help us to humble ourselves and grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to change on the inside, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways and repent and get back to you, our first love. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for the salvation of those who are lost here and in this city, in this country, and in this world. We pray for the revival of those who are truly saved in this place, in this city, in this country, and around the globe. We pray, Lord, for the healing of those who are sick in this place, in this city, in this country, and around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would comfort those who are grieving and mourning like never before. And Lord, give them your grace. And we pray that you would draw them to yourself, Lord Jesus, for salvation and comfort. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver us all if we confess our sins to you and repent and get right with you. Deliver us all from our afflictions and distresses, cares, worries, and anxieties, and troubles, and problems, that we're facing. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Thank you, Lord, for the earlier prayer meeting. And now, Lord, we're praying with those who did not have the benefit of being in that prayer meeting earlier today. Please hear and answer our prayers and bless us exceedingly abundantly, far above all that we should ask or think. And Holy Father God, I pray, and I thank you for the privilege that it has been to pass out gospel tracts this morning and to get some other key things taken care of that needed to be taken care of yesterday and today. Help us to, even after this service, to move forward on other things. Pave the way for us, open up great doors, and Holy Father God, have us to find favor, mercy, love, and grace in your sight and in the sight of others, and give us an open door to preach your gospel and to spread your gospel. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you would bless and protect us all, who, all families, all ministries, all churches that stand for you. Protect us, Lord, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. Protect us, Lord, from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And Lord, help us all to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and like you, gracious and full of your grace and full of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you'd place upon us today the whole armor of God, cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. And Lord, help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, the Word of God at Job chapter 5. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints wilt thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doeth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. Which doeth great things, pardon me, which doeth great things and unsearchable marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields, and to set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation and shalt not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts and minds, souls and spirits. Help us to remember it. Help us to love it, cherish it, and obey it, and apply it to our lives, to share it with others in a discipleship way, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.